Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I am your delightful, delighted girl, Vixen. And welcome to another edition of your favorite indie show, my favorite indie show, of thousands of people's favorite indie show. We are Indie Playground, where we can be reached from the Bay to L.A., up in Canada to all in Australia, bring you the latest in indie music. Again, I am your delightful delight, Vixen. Any artist, if you want to get played on this station, be considered. All you got to do is email me some music, okay? Because I love me some music at ipgradio@mail.com. That's ipgradio@mail.com, not Gmail, because everybody said, ooh, put G in front of it. No, at ipgradio@mail.com, all right? Today, we have a couple of people that's going to cheer with me from the Bay Area. We got Malcolm Means King and Jules Strawberry. How you guys doing, boo-boo?
How you doing? Good, we're good. What's poppin'?
Popping! I want you guys to speak up, cause nobody can hear y'all.
Oh yeah, we in this thing, man. It's good. Hey.
Yes, so you guys, Bay Area people listening online. I have numerous listeners, and a girl appreciate the listenership. I really, 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 really do. So we're gonna talk to Malky and Julie. Now, Julie, I owe you an apology, okay? And the reason why I owe you an apology, when I made the show link and all the information, I didn't have your information. So apologize for that, okay? I hope you forgive me, because I don't want you to make Malcolm think it's all about him when it's supposed to be about both of y'all, you know. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, man, it's all about Malcolm and Jay, right? Shout out to Jimmy, man. That's my boy.
That's our boy. We're going to get to some great music. Talk great things about what's going on in the music industry. But right now, we're going to start off one of my favorite songs. It is Represent Where I Am From. Here is from my hometown of Mobile, Alabama. Here is Pluto with Turn Up here on Indie Playground.
Turn up, 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 tur
full of diamonds. Nigga be talking the shit that can't walk the shit and already know what time it is.
Everywhere I go, I had them chicks, they wanna follow. Ever since me, nigga, here, pasta, even rockin'
Hollister. I got my own swag. I ain't dressing like you other niggas. Yeah, you might be clean, but you look just like another nigga. Because of my success, people say I'm acting funny. Okay. If they say you change, when you start getting money.
We are back here at Indie Playground with your delightful delight that everybody just want to take a bite of. This is your girl, Vixen, live in the studio. I'm not going to say I'm in the studio. I'm at home chilling right now. I'm going to be honest with you, but it's my studio, my domain. And I'm with my boys, Malcolm Mean King and Judy Strawberry. What's up, boo-boos?
What's up with you? How you doing?
I am chilling, guys. Now,
how you feeling?
I'm good. I can't complain at all. Now, I always start my interviews off. I go to interviews, my conversations off. I'm asking each one of you the same questions, okay? Who want to go first?
Well, it don't matter. We can do rock, paper, scissors.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Say your name and speak your piece, okay? When did you know that music was a thing for you?
You want to go first, Julie? You can go first, bro. Go ahead. Go, Julie.
I know music was a thing for me when, you know, it was it's a bigger purpose, you know, it's bigger than me, like, you know, it started off in the church, and then it got bigger, like, you know, I had a bigger calling, you know, to save lives, you know, like, you know, me going through, you know, my thing, you know, will help other people, you know, so, you know, music is everything to me.
Okay, and you,
Nick, who are? For me, you know, it was, I never thought I was going to do music. I just, I always loved music, but I didn't think, you know, that was something I could be doing. You feel me? Like, I never thought, like, growing up, I never thought once, oh, I'm going to be a musician. You know, I never ever went through my mind until one day I was actually in college. And I was on the computer and I was just looking at some random stuff on the internet on this website to be posting rap. And then I seen some of my partners, they had posted their music on there. And I'm like looking at their stuff and I'm like, oh, it's actually good. So I'm like, whoa, these dudes are making music. So I just like, it woke me up. I'm like, whoa, cast out from my city, they could rap and it's dope. So I'm like, hold on. So I come back from college, you know, and I link up with them. And boom, we do a song. It turned out to be raw. And then like 3 months later, no lie, Too Short signed these dudes and they got put on. And, you know, the rapper Too Short from Oakland, he signed them. And they was on TV and I see these dudes on TV and I'm still rocking with them. So I'm like, yo, if y'all could do it, I could do it. So I just been going in ever since. I've been like, okay, that's all I need to see. This what I'm finna do. And it was for sure meant for me. So I just going in ever since.
All right now, and you know what? I'm still happy that you had a passion for it. By the way, you talking, you show so much passion.
For sure.
Now I got a question for you. I talked to Malky. Like I talked to me and Malky. Our last conversation was very entertaining and very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you remember that? Okay. I want to know, as an artist,
and not in the Bay Area, I says, but just in general, how can artists promote themselves better for their music to get heard better, in your opinion? Both of you guys' opinion.
Having other people spread the word. Word of mouth is the best form of promotion. When you got your people spreading the word for you, it works so much better than trying to tell people that you're doing it yourself, because everybody seems to rap these days. So it's like having a team is best. That's why me and Julie, we work a lot together, because, you know, it's like we help each other. You know, he pick up where I'm slacking off, and I'm picking up where he's slacking off. So it's like we making each other stronger. So I think it's like having a solid team and a community that's willing to spread the word of what you're doing. And that's the fastest way, I feel like, to really get popping is having other people talking about you, other people promoting you, instead of you doing it all yourself, because people ain't really open to hearing it. Like, if you walk up to someone and be like, yo, check my music out, they're not really open to it, to where if they heard somebody else playing your stuff, they way more open to it. So it's all about word of mouth, I think, right now at this point. And whatever you can do to get the word of mouth popping, you know, whatever. If you post your videos on Instagram, you're doing YouTube videos, you know, you're doing live shows, whatever you can do to get it popping, that's all you got to do is get that word of mouth, and you're going to take off.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, I got another question, because I don't want to sound stupid or old or anything like that, right? Why everybody into Instagram like that? I can't get into Instagram. It's just not me. I mean, like, is it like the new MySpace or Facebook that everybody just want to post stuff and videos and a lot of people are promoting themselves? I mean, like, what's up with Instagram?
You know, Instagram, you can post up anything on Instagram, videos, pictures, you know, you can talk about your whole life, you know. You know, the media, you know, they set up this stuff where you can just, you know, go in about everything that you want to do. And, you know, Instagram is like the perfect place, you know, so.
I know. I just started getting on Twitter. I know it's sad, but it's true. But we're going to get back to some more music. And, guys, I want you to introduce your song called Love My Style for me, okay?
For sure. This Love My Style, Mackie Means King, Dewey Starberry, B-Town Music Group.
You love my style.
Let's get it.
Get it.
You love my style. You love my style. You love my style.
That's how he means to
my style.
You know, you love my style. We know.
coming through right quick.
I said, poof, that's magic. Look at that body on you, I gotta have it. Yeah, I gotta have it. She fucking with me cause she all on my package. She fucking with a tycoon. Started from the bottom, never had a silver spoon. I said I never had a silver spoon. Hard work paid off, that's what it do.
You love my style.
She fucking with a tycoon.
You love my style.
Hard work paid off, that's what it do.
You love my style.
Maggie means king, he be starting to.
Love my style.
It's you and Star Billy in a one crew.
You know, you know, you love my style. When half of love is going down, don't play no games, we gon' turn you out. You know, you know, you love my style.
Thank you so much for listening to your favorite station and mine. We are in the playground, live in the studio with Malcolm Means the King and Julie. Julie, I don't know if I pronounced your first name right. Am I pronouncing the right, Strawberry?
It's Julie, J-U-E-Y, Julie. Like
I'm sorry for both names. Sorry.
We're going to fix it up. It's all good.
Bubbles, I appreciate the Lord. Now, how did you guys got into your music thing?
Oh, which one? Who you want to explain it, or should I explain it?
I'll go ahead and explain it. So, pretty much, we were both doing music at the time, and you know, we were going to school, and we met up at a local. College, and you know, Malcolm can tell you a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, I seen this man Joey doing the music. They got a little community college over here called DVC, and they got a program to teach you how to use like Pro Tools and record your own music and stuff. So like I was up there recording, I had just signed up, and I'm like going into class, Joey coming out the class, and we've known each other since seventh grade, so we've been to each other. We used to skateboard together. So, like, I didn't even know he was doing music. I seen him coming out the room. I'm like, what's up, bro? How you been? He's like, oh, man, I'm just over here doing music. I'm like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. So he just linked up that day, you know, and didn't really think nothing of it. Then one day I was making a beat, and I'm like, man, I wonder what he got. He lived down the street from me. So it's like, boom, I just slid through to his house after that, and I played him the beat. I'm like, let me hear what you got. He started playing me his singing. He's singing. I rap. So I'm like, oh, you sing, you raw. So I heard the beat. We did the track. It's called a song. He killed the track. And we just been rocking there since that first day. It was a rap.
Going in,
man.
Now, what do you guys have coming up or things that you're promoting that you want everybody to listen to and go to out there?
That Ill Mantis. We just dropped the album, Ill Mantis. You can get it. For free at www.btownmusicgroup.com. You know, you can get it for the free download, you know, and we dropped Love My Style, that song that just played. It's on World Star Hip Hop. You can just search it up, Love My Style, Malcolm Means King, Julie Starberry, Malcolm Means King. It's on World Star right now. We just did a track with platinum artist, Mr. Fab. We got him on the track.
Yeah.
You know, he seen us at an open mic, one of his open mics and liked us, reached out to us, and we ended up doing a song with him. You know, he's a platinum artist. He wrote that song with Chris Brown. It's called Loyal. He co-wrote Loyal. So, you know, and he wrote Headband by B.O.B. You know, he a big time dude, man. He came through and did a track with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to Fab.
Okay, while we talk about the track, you guys, introduce it.
Yo, go check this out. It's called Check For Me. You ain't got a check for me unless you got a check for me. You understand me? You feel me? Malcolm is king, bruh. I wrote that hook, though, for my cousin, though, man. He didn't want to use it, so me and Julie ended up killing that, man. You know what I mean? Fab on it now. History.
You know who
here
is
check for me. Here on Indie Playground. You got something to say, Julie? I'm sorry, booze.
All good.
Okay. Here's check for me here on Indie Playground.
Check for me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shorty, check for me.
Check for me. It's Julie Thurman, yeah.
Shorty, check for me. It's like he means king, man.
Check for me, yeah.
Shorty, check for me. You ain't even gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Shorty, check for me. You ain't even gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Shorty, check for me, yeah. You know she my baby. Girl, I gotta make you mine. I'ma make it go crazy. I waited all my life just to meet someone like you. And when you bring that check, we gon' make it do what it do. Screaming at the cops, what it's looking like. Never tripping off of it, we just living life. I got 100 bands, so let's do it live. You got 100 bands and you by my side. She told me she was down to ride. I'm in LA, she in the Bay, it's going down tonight. Hopped off the jet and she was looking fly. You ain't even gotta check, cause she knows she mine. Check for me. You ain't even gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Shorty, check for me. You ain't even gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me.
Mr. Phelps, no Benjamins, I ain't interested. Gymnastics, man, the way you flipping with. No arguing, what? No bickering. What? Ton of one, so you know that I be tipping. Don't check for me, where that check for me? Sidearm, high curve, I'm in the Texas league. Pimping in my pedigree, my daddy had the recipe. When I'm in the kitchen, I be chefing like I'm Lil B. Where that check at? Signed a dotted line. I prefer the cash, but a check is fine. A real one ain't tripping, we gon' add it up. And I don't need a where I get it out the mud. But if she chews up, yep, I get it out of bud. And where I'm from, you get killed running from the club. Real talk, that's just a little game. Just having money if you speaking on my name.
Shorty, check for me. You ain't even gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me. Shorty, check for me. You ain't even gotta check for me. Unless you gotta check for me.
Check for me, I stay low-key, I rep that beef, broccoli, and celery. Don't play with me, don't play with me. I bought my teeth, it's plain to see. Perfect play, I'm a businessman, about my business. Making billions, shorty ready, she get the business. Fat bees in front of the whip, we swinging billies. Got racks on stacks on racks, we got plenty. It's now or never, so let's do it right. Stupid, dummy, big, everything super size. I can't see none of you haters, I must be blind. See inside, commas on commas, commas, that's right. So if you checking for me, you better check this. You better have a check, get the stepping. I see my grill, man, what you thinking? Got your man giving me, that's your breakfast.
Shorty, check for me. You ain't even got a check for me.
You ain't even got a check for me.
Unless you got a check for me.
No, no.
Unless you got a check for me.
You're listening to your favorite station of mine. We're Indie Playground with my boys, Mr. Scarberry. I don't want to pronounce your name wrong again.
That's
We'll check for me. Guys, I got a question for you. Like for both of you guys, towards the end of the conversation, I like to ask a couple of questions to get you guys' opinion about something. Are you game to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I like to hear. Now, if you could only work with one of these producers or label persons, which one would you work with and why? You ready?
Yeah.
Either you can work with Dr. Dre, E-40, Too Short, Jay-Z, 50 Cent. Who would you work with and why?
Want to go first?
Oh, and Sean Combs. And Sean Combs. Who would you work with and why?
I don't know about Diddy.
Hey, Diddy, you ain't gonna work with Diddy. Diddy, he gonna put you to work. He ain't
there. So, if the contract is right, you know, with Diddy, you know, we can work something out, but you know.
That's like the last one, though. You want to work?
Track history of going bad with the artist, so I don't know about that Diddy though. But
well, what you think, Joey? Who are you gonna work with?
So you said Jay-Z,
Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, E-40.
Okay, let me repeat myself. E-40.
I already know who I'm going.
50 Cent, Jay-Z, Sean Combs. I think that's it. Who would you work with?
George Argos. Who, bro?
You had to pick one.
Man.
Say that off of your win, off of your winning, off of your contract right now, signed on the dotted line. Who would you do?
Jay-Z, one of the biggest guys, you feel me, out of all of them. Maybe Jay-Z, I mean. You know, it's got to be worldwide. You know, I'm trying to do we trying to do it big, you know. So.
Think about it, Drake
did it,
too. Think about the big
deal. I say Dre. I'm messing with Dre.
I'm
messing
with Dre.
No, that's what it is. He messing with Jay. I'm messing with Dre. That's how we rock it, man. We do big boy stuff, man.
But okay, say y'all had to make a team decision.
Oh yeah, we gonna go for Dre all day.
Well, yeah, we probably gonna go for Dre because he's closer to home. He gonna get what we doing more than Jay is though, because the East Coast, that's a whole different market, and it's a whole different demographic over there. Like they ain't really like in tune with the same things the West Coast in tune with. If we rocking with Dre, that means we rocking with Kendrick. I'm already rocking with Kendrick because I like his message. I like he doing that something a little different. So I'm rocking with we gonna keep Cali though. I'm trying to keep it Cali. You feel me? I'm trying to put on for the Cali. But you know we still rocking with Jay-Z. We still any of them. That you know we'll rock with any of them really at the end of the day. But
okay,
the business gotta be right for sure.
Okay. My next question is now say if you was at a club, so you walk into the club and you see two girls in front of you, right? Say one a plus size girl. She looking good, looking right. She smell good, look good. And say she had a smaller friend next to her, right? Even though she look good, she ugly as hell. Which one would you talk to?
I already like plus size women, so I'm already on the plus size one. I ain't even tripping shit. But she can't be too big, though. You feel me? She still got a.
What is too big now? What is too big now?
Well, you know what too big is. I ain't even really gonna.
I
don't
know what too big is.
You feel me? I don't want to spend on a woman, but I don't like no woman too skinny. You feel me? Because it's just like I gotta have something to grab onto. You feel me? I like.
Yeah, I stick at that love. I mean, I like some love handles. You know, but she can't be too skinny when you.
She can't be too skinny. Can't be too big. You know, we're just trying to get it proportional. You know,
I said she was a big girl or she was skinny. I ain't said nothing about thick. Nah.
Not about a big girl.
I ain't saying nothing about this. But we gonna have this conversation later. Do you guys have any following words?
Yo, I wanna shout out you. I wanna thank you for doing the interview, Frida. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I wanna thank Divine Black, you know, GRM Presents, man, that's my dude right there, man. One of the greatest managers, man, I even met so far, and I've met a lot of people out here, man, so I wanna shout him out. I wanna shout out my girl Little Lisa. So, you know, I ain't trying to go bad with the girls. You know, it's all good. Little Lisa, I'm faithful. It's all good. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, shout out. I want out to the Bay. I want to shout out to where you at. Is it Alabama? Where you at? Alabama, Birmingham? Where y'all at?
Oh, of course not. I'm from Mobile.
Oh, Mobile, Alabama, man. Shout out to Mobile, Alabama. Shout out, hey, Rich Boy from out there. Rich Boy from Mobile.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Rich Boy, man.
Rich Boy.
You know, we mess with it, man. We gonna have to slide through, man. Get some barbecue out there or something, man. We're gonna have to.
Gotta
get some of that Southern comfort, man.
Always, we're gonna show you a little Southern hospitality.
For sure.
But guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. A girl, appreciate it. And you guys are more than welcome here. Anytime you want to, all you got to do is contact me like, hey, I want to be on the show. And I would definitely have you on the show.
We got our next project. We gonna hit you first. It's on now. Yeah, we folks now. Like, I didn't think you was gonna call me like that. The people don't know. I was going ham on the phone. See? You call me back though, but it's all good.
Again, guys, thank you so much for being on the show, and I appreciate you. I love you. I don't want your girlfriends to get mad. I'm sorry.
It's all good. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too, guys. I'll holler at you later. Bye.
All right, peace all out.
One love.
Love, babies.
All right, peace.
All right.